have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music, KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Do you have an upcoming event? Well, I encourage you to book Beyond Defense Family for an amazing experience. Beyond Defense is a talented group of men and women who have toured the world to display their talents of song and ministry. Did I forget to mention multi-award winners? They're your one-stop shop for making your events the best in the city. Book Beyond Defense today at beyonddefense.org. Click menu, then contact. Beyond Defense, your audience will thank you. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Beyond the Radio.
Welcome to Beyond the Radio. And you better be smiling. Beyond the fences in the building.
Hey, welcome to Beyond the Radio. This your host, your main man, David Benton, and I am in the building. And you know what? I am smiling. That's right. I'm smiling ear to ear. I have every reason to. Why? Because I'm here and I'm blessed. That's right. I'm blessed. Shout out to the Elation family. Shout out to the Beyond the Fence family. We love you. We love you. We love you. And shout out to the kings and queens and men and women of God who stay locked in, who stay tuned with us right here every Sunday. Yes, it's always a blessing. Definitely humbly appreciate you guys. Thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. We do not take that love for granted. We got a wonderful show for you tonight. That's right. Can I get a drum roll? The infamous, the queen, Coach Shay Samuels, are you in the building?
Coach Shay Samuels is in the building. Y'all know I'm smiling. Shout out to the Elation family and the Beyond the Fence family. And to everyone listening tonight, we're glad that you're back with us for another Sunday. How are you, Coach David Benton?
Oh, all is well. I have no reason to complain. I'm just, you know, just enjoying life, Coach Shay. You know, despite what the world offers us, you know, just I learned to I can change the narrative of negative circumstances, and I can make them positive. And, you know, I can control it, you know, because, you know, God has gave me that power. And it's a thing that he calls a free will. Because I have a free will, you know, the Bible said we could trample over scorpions and snakes. So what that means is kings and queens, men and women of God, that don't mean we want you to go to Arizona and actually go find a scorpion and a snake and just start stepping on it. Talk about, well, God said I can trample over scorpions and snakes. What that means is the scorpion has a sting in a snake. A lot of snakes are poisonous and they quiet. They don't roar. They just slide up on you. Some of them can squeeze the life out of you, and they can be dangerous. So the scorpions and the snakes of your life, you have the power to trample over it, because it's like the Bible says, where is thy sting? The sting of that scorpion. So you know how to maneuver. And the greatest thing that God has given us is a thing called a mind, where you still have the tree of knowledge of good and evil inside of every last one of us. We have the tree that lives inside of us, because you have an opportunity to pick from good and evil. Now the tree has been manipulated and eaten off of. Now you have knowledge of good and evil. So you have the God mindset, you have your devil mindset. Meaning you have a positive, you have a negative. And I choose the positive when negativity is all around me, because I have the power to trample over scorpions and snakes, because I know that the sting of death is right there. Poison is all around me, but I can step over it. Instead of going through and just diving all in the poison, getting all in my mouth and breathing it in. And no, I have that power to choose. So I'm grateful, and that's why I'm smiling, Coach Shay. What about yourself, Coach Shay?
Well, it's been a very, very, very productive week. I have, you know, I love what you said about just being able to control your narrative. It's something you taught me a long time ago. And you know what, Coach David, for some of us, you know, that's a little hard. It's a little hard. Especially, you know, I have a saying, you're only good in public to the degree you practice in private. And so being able to discipline yourself and control the narrative is so important. So just over some years, you know, I've been able to look at certain things in my life and kind of always brush things off of my shoulder, but I've learned to start dealing with things. And when you deal with things, it's not as easy it's not as easy to get over. You know, I'm just a little on that transparent side when it comes down to the ladies, because we'll be like, you know, like my song says, I'm good. You know, what's going on with you? I'm good. Things going up, blessed, highly favored, you know, God got me, God knows my heart, God going to take care of it all. But, you know, I've learned that you just got to deal with some things. So it's been a really good week practicing what I'm doing in public, in the private as well, and just learning to control the narrative, like you said.
Yeah. We had an awesome topic, a topic that really you came up with. Coach Shay, I really want to continue that topic. People, the one thing about this show, people don't know, a lot of times we freestyle. We come with the topic right before the show because I automatically come out. I want to encourage everyone, the more you read positivity, you know, some people, here's the reality. This is a faith-based network. It's definitely Christian. And I want to encourage you to read your Bibles. And here's the reality. Everyone doesn't read it. But I even try to encourage them to read something positive and productive. Because Jesus being the bread of life, understand, only thing Jesus did was speak the word of God. So when you speak the word of God, understand you are what you eat. So the more you eat that word, you'll become the word, see? And you are one with the Father because you have the word inside you. And the word will start coming to life. The word is alive and active through you. Through you. But you have to practice the word, not just speak it. See, the word became flesh. The word became flesh in John. And that's how you become, see? The more you eat that word, the more you swallow it, it'll become who you are. And you'll become the word. And that word will become flesh. It'll become you. It'll just become who you are. So you won't even have to practice it. It'll be automatic. And people can see the Christ-like being through you because of your integrity. Not how much you can quote scripture,
yeah.
But how much integrity you have, how much patience you have, how much love you have, how calm you can be in certain situations. And don't get me wrong, we all have chaos. We all explode. But I'm going to tell you what my Bible tells me. It said, be ye angry, but sin not. Let not the sin fall down upon thy wrath. Right? So guess what? The thing is, we can get angry without sinning. Understand that. Anger is a part of who we are. It's okay to be angry, but will you be out of control? Now, it's a problem. You got anger, then you got rage. Be careful not to have that rage. But it's okay to be angry. So, Coach Shay, you know, I'll go all the way to 11 p.m.
I love what you said, because really, what's in your heart comes out your mouth. If evil is in your heart, it's going to come out. If good is in your heart, it's going to come out. And I love that even in this, you know, this is how we talk on a regular basis. We talk like this on an everyday basis, whether it's to one another, or even when we talk to people on the phone. We have the opportunity to talk with children, people who are older than us. people the same age as us, people of all different walks of life and backgrounds. And I love that when people do hear us speak, they really do hear truth and transparency. And lives are truly changed. It's reciprocated. It's not just us, you know, talking to change lives, but people also talk with us. And it's just, you know, it gives us something to think about. But, you know, like Coach Davis said, sometimes we're sitting back and all of the topics that we have, they come from our true life experience. And so it may be something that we just witnessed. It may be something we experienced. It may be something we just talked about. You know, we always ask each other, why does this happen? we're like, why does this happen? And then he'll say, we're going to talk about that tonight. and so you guys get it hot off the press. And so tonight we're going to talk about a continued topic from last week. You know, we talked about title versus position. And the reason why we came up with this topic last week after having the men's conference, God Isn't Everything, men's edition, you know, there were a lot of powerful men on the conference, and a lot of women who were on there took to those men and what they were talking about. And then there were some women who didn't. And after getting a lot of great, great feedback, we realized that we've had a lot of people in their lives who have had the title, but they never stood up to the position. And Coach David, I wanted to share just an experience with myself this week as part of this topic. But, you know, working for ourselves, Let's Talk Business Consulting Strategy and Coaching Group, being able to work in that capacity allows us to work with a number of different people. And for a while, I've had a corporate contract that allowed me to do a number of things on the consultant side, and then most recently in January on the training side. And so a lot of people know that we talk about leadership a lot, whether it's with our youth or the adults, business, personal life coaching, all of that. But we always talk about building on leadership and how important it is, one, to identify with yourself as a leader, right? Well, in this role going in this past January to train this whole corporation, one training led to another training led to another. And I have been around these people for a really long time. And let me tell you something, when you stay focused, and I don't mean like focused on the prize, you know, you can be focused, Coach David, on something, and it may not even be the thing that you should be focused on. Like, you might be focused on the project, right, trying to get one piece of the project correct. But then there's that one little piece sitting on the other side of you, which you need to even complete that project, right? So I'm going in every day to these trainings, and I'm seeing the obstacles of this company, of this organization. And although I'm there, I'm seeing the obstacles, the hurdles. I'm seeing the lack. I'm seeing the hurt, even in the employees. I see it all. And I was just taken back by it. And I sat down with the COO for 3 hours, and I just spoke with him about what I saw just over the time frame. I did not have a title within this organization until they saw an opportunity to position me. I got to say it again. I was a trainer coming into this facility, this corporate organization, to do what they brought me in to do. And there were people who have titles within this organization that had not been able to get the organization to where they needed to be. Now, let me say this. The company did exactly what it should do. It hired directors. It hired managers. It has a COO. It has a CFO. But when you have the right person in position, one who is not title-driven, one who is skilled at what they do, one who understands the lay of the land, and one who comes in humbled enough to know, I have the ability to help you get where you need to go. I don't need a title to do it. I'm going to sit down with you, and I'm going to talk with you about it. And when you say that, when the Bible says that your gift will make room for you, listen, your gift will make room for you. I believe that the title will stipend you. David, Coach David, what do you say about that?
I say that was powerful. Oh, my stars. I'm going to tell you, you got me crunk. Let me tell you something. We talk about experiences, right? Let me tell y'all something. Ooh, you got me crunk. Oh, shit, you should have did that. You got me in crunk. Right. So, my dad, shout out to David Lyons, a.k.a. Big Butch.
Shout out to my dad.
So my dad, you know, got this contract cleaned up. You know, he got his own janitorial service. You know, he's a businessman. I'm blessed and thankful that I've learned a lot and I was able to help him, you know, get contracts and stuff. And my dad got this contract and he had employees working for him. And one employee got too old. Another one passed away. Another one hospitalized. And one, which is my sister, I love her, but she quit. So I came, took over for my dad. My dad, he getting a little older, got the gout. He sit back, relax. Okay, son, could you do it? I got you, pops. I got you. So I went, and I'm humbly cleaning up the church. And people was like, hey, man, how are you? How you doing? And so you were a little baby? And I was like, yeah, how you know? You look like him. I can tell you a son. Yeah, that's me. That's I'm a little baby. So, yeah, you, your girl here. Yeah, that's my sister. Y'all family business? I guess that's what you can call it, you know? So I didn't want to tell them my dad had not been there. His gout. You know, my dad's over 70. So, you know, I'm going to make sure the job is done right. So I'm in there cleaning up, and this gentleman, he has, he was talking about the children, and he's a coordinator, and he's for the children. That's what he does. He, you know, we want to build up kids and things. So he was just talking about how the kids don't want to do this, they don't want to do that, they don't want to do this. But with my expertise, because we do have a consultant group, Let's Talk Business Consulting Group, LLC, I must say, and I'm proud to be a part of that as VP of Operations. And I was telling him about the children, like, man, they want to work. They want to learn. They just don't want to continue to be in poverty. So I was giving him some solutions, right? Understand this is at a church, and it's a big mega church with a lot of members. And When he heard me speak and I gave him some solutions based on a necessity that can actually bless the community, he did not ask me what religion I was. He just saw the value in helping the children. Mm-hmm. So I was invited to come to, there's going to be a city county council meeting Tuesday, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and I'm invited to come because I gave him my card. He called me. He said, man, I really want you to come speak, man. I told everybody about you. I just couldn't do nothing but sit and listen to you. The things you were saying is needed. It needs to be said because I gave him some solutions. Now, the moral of the story is a lot of us want the title. Like, one thing about the title Christian, much is given, much required. You just said that, Shane. But guess what? You're held accountable. There's an accountability behind a title. All I did was show the attributes of being Christ-like. Yeah. I didn't have to tell him what I am. I didn't tell him who I was. I just gave him some solutions. I didn't have to tell him I'm a man of God and I preach behind a pulpit. Oh, and I have. I preach behind a pulpit. I've held multiple Bible studies and I have led many people to Christ. I have. I don't have to brag about that, though. All I have to do is love, show my gift, and continue to walk in excellence. The best way I can. And I did it, and I talked, and I spoke from my heart. And that's how people will view you.
Mm-hmm.
They'll see it in you. A lot of people will give you a title that's worthy, that's fit, because that's how they see you. People call me pastor, and I never have been a pastor, but they call me pastor.
Yeah.
But I see brothers and sisters around me trying to get their own church. They want it so bad. So that title, your gift will make room for you. And it just had me thinking about what you were saying, Coach Shay, about that, you know. Like, you just doing the right thing. You just be doing the responsible thing.
Yes.
And just because you're doing this responsible thing, they see who you are.
Yeah. And if I can tie that to it, basically my title, if anything, would just be a leader. Right? So my title would just be, it would just simply be a leader. And because I am a leader, like you said, to whom much is given, much is required, leaders don't walk in a room and see a need and then just leave it there. You know, you don't have to be called to the platform just to speak. There are people in the pews and in the sanctuaries. There are people who are walking in the door in need. If you are at work, you know, and ministry is what you do, pay attention to the people around you. You don't have to be, you know, in front of the altar to lay hands on somebody. And I'm just giving an example, and we talked about this last week, Coach David, because I was saying, if, you know, you walk into a hospital, you expect for the doctor that's seeing you to even be licensed as a doctor or to know what they're talking about. And I know we have a little bit of time, but just a quick story. When I was a nurse, I got called one day, and I put one of the white coats on that the doctors wear. So I put a coat on while sitting in the back, and I walked up front to go get something. And the people who were sitting in the emergency room, although that wasn't my department, but I went over to say something to someone else with this white coat on. Well, the person who was sitting out in the emergency room had been sitting there for a while. And when I say I got laid out, Coach David, he was like, "You doctors are sitting back there. We're out here. We're hurting." Just because I had the coat on, they automatically stereotyped me as the doctor, right? And so before we go to break, I ask, how many times, like Coach David said, even in the title Christianity, how many times have we made it clear to people, I'm a Christian, or, you know, I'm a believer, or I'm a child of God, and we don't hold ourselves up to that title? We're not holding ourselves up to the title. I'm sorry, say that again, Coach David.
It's a standard.
Yes, yes. There's a standard. Well, you know, I'm going to say this, though, because back in my day when I started doing my real deep dive study, you know, the word Christian came out of the Bible, and it was like, what do we call these people? We don't know what to call them. You know, these people were acting up, Hoolam-like. And he said, well, call them Christians. Right. And so I'm going to say it loud and clear. I said, I don't want to be called that. if that's where it stemmed from, I don't. And I'll read the scripture when we come back, just so you guys have a reference of what I'm talking about. But I promise you, as I was sitting there reading it, I was just like, I don't want to be called that, because that's if that. So what it told me was everyone who called themselves that acted in that demeanor. So they held up to that title. They truly held up to that title. So I'm never surprised. You know, there are a few people who customarily or traditionally say the word because that's what they know. That's what's been pinned on us. But then there are some people, and I'm going to give Kimmy Kim a shout out. I'm going to give Kimmy, because Kimmy Kim will tell you in a heartbeat, I'm a Christian, I love the Lord. And you know what? Kimmy Kim stands to, she stands to tell her story all the time, show her love all the time. You know, she opens her heart up all the time, and she shows you the true love of Christ. She shows the true love of Christ, even in knowing your fault. Kimmy Kim would never hold you to it. She'll let you know. Yeah, you know that's wrong, but she still shows a true love. And we'll talk about it more when we come back from the music break. I'll have that scripture for you guys. But Coach David, I'm going to go ahead and digress, because I don't want to get into the second half of it. If you're just tuning in, we are talking about title versus position, continuing our conversation from the last week. So you guys will have to catch the second half after. So
it is going to be beautiful, Coach Shay, because I like what you said on a quick note. I know I got about a couple of seconds. When we come back, we'll have that scripture for you. But the pagans gave them that name. They was calling them Nazarite, and then they was exaggerating, like, with air quotes, oh, those are the people of the way. And then they started calling them Christians. So understand, you know, Jesus wasn't giving them the name. The pagans gave them that name. And that's the reality, y'all, you know. But the title is not bad.
No, it's not. That's why I gave Kenny Ken's example. Yep.
That's right. That's why I had to say that, because I don't want people to take it out of context. So, with that being said, where the music at?
Where the music at? Where the music at? Where the music at? Where the music at?
Than a conqueror,
you're more than a conqueror, girl. You
Welcome to Beyond the Radio.
Welcome to Beyond the Radio. And you better be smiling.
Beyond the fences in the building.
That's right. Welcome back to Beyond the Radio. I am your co-host, Coach Shay Samuels, and I'm on with your main man, Coach David Benson. Yes, he is in the building. First, we are going to give a great big shout-out to our sponsors because that's what pays the bills. Shout-out to Paula G, Voice Lady Wisdom After Midnight. If you heard that infomercial in the beginning, to be honest, we've been on so long, I can't say it's later than not played. But Paula G, Voice Lady Wisdom After Midnight is an amazing voiceover. If you're listening and you need to have a voiceover for your radio show, if you are a business and you're looking for a commercial, if you have commercials that you're trying to put out on TV, promo videos, I want you guys to look up Paula G, Voice Lady Wisdom After Midnight. Listen, her voice needs to be heard all over the world. And honestly, if you want quality voiceovers for your business or radio, we want you to reach out to Paula G. That's Paula at PaulaGVoice.com or her website at PaulaGVoice.com. Make sure that you take advantage of everything that she has to offer. An amazing woman of God, friend and sister to the Beyond the Fence family. Don't forget to tell her that Beyond the Fence sent you. Also, we have to give a great big shout out to Beyond the Fence, our Beyond the Fence DJ, DJ G Will. G Weezy is what I call him, y'all. He is amazing, always on the ones and twos. Shut it down on the conference this year and last year. And you guys, make sure you follow him on Facebook at William G. Will Faulkner, where you will see him traveling the globe DJing, you guys. If you want to connect with him for any of your virtual events or your local events, or if you're out of state and want him to come, make sure you reach into him at beyondthefence.org. That's beyondthefence.org. Or again, connect with him on Facebook at William G. Will Faulkner. Last but not least, David, can I get a drum roll? Oh, let's talk business. Let's talk business consulting strategy and coaching group, LLC. It is the Beyond the Fence expansion company. And like David always says, we have a 100% success rate and we are proud of it. Every day we're growing. Every day we're strategizing. And you know what? The coaching aspect of it has just taken off. I have to tell you guys, Coach David has been getting calls from attorneys. He's been getting calls from all kinds of social workers. this is how the gift truly makes room for you. So shout out to you, Coach David, for that. But if you are a new business or an existing business and you're looking to do something different with your business, let's talk. Let 2022 be something, a new year for you, doing a new thing with your company. We do want to give a shout out to all of our current clients. You can get their information by going to the Beyond the Radio Facebook page. Make sure you like the page and you will find all of our clients there. Also on the Let's Talk Business Consulting page on Facebook as well, where you will be able to locate the reviews, and on Google Talk Business Consulting Group as well, and you can read our Google reviews because it's taken off. I cannot go back into the show without talking about our youth, and David, nobody does it better than you.
Yeah, shout out to our youth. If you have, I don't like to say troubled youth all the time because I feel that we all are troubled at times. We all, even as adults, we act a little juvenile at times, and we all still have a lot of growing to do. But if you have any youth, it doesn't matter the age on the youth, 19 and under, you know, we will help them. Like I said, we do troubled youth as well, if that's what you want to call it. But I'll say youth who just looking for experience, youth who just looking for direction. I don't care if your youth make straight A's. If they want to become better versions of themselves, what we'll do is give them direction. And what we will do, help them do, see what's inside of them and make sure that their gift make room for them. What's inside of them will come out. And we'll help them discover it. We'll help them discover what's already implanted inside of them so they can elevate and actually be productive in society. So if you want your youth to be productive in society, you need to hire us at aboutbuildingleaders@gmail.kizzle.
Yeah. That's aboutbuildingleaders@gmail.com. And make sure, again, that's aboutbuildingleaders@gmail.com. And make sure you connect with us on Facebook. As promised, we're going to go ahead and get back into the show. But I do want to let you guys know that you can locate the scripture for the sake of time in Acts 11:26-28. It says that the pagans at Antioch called the apostles Christians first and used it as a derogatory name for the apostles who did not follow the commercializing of Christianity of the pagans, and so Christian actually was a word that was an adjective, and we all know that adjective is really like the state of something. So don't want to go there. We can actually make this a topic, David. I think this will be a really, really good topic somewhere down the line. But for the sake, reference scripture Acts 11:26-28, and there you will get through on the terminology Christian. But for the sake of the show, I want to make sure that you all know that we're not saying that Christianity is a bad thing or the title Christian is a bad name. We're just saying because so many of us are coined Christians, we have to identify with the title versus the position. The title is the title, but the position itself is something that we don't do a great job upholding. We're not nice to one another all the time. I'm actually going to read in Philippians. That's what I wanted to kind of start with. But Philippians 2:3-4 says, if you've gotten anything at all out of following Christ, if his love has made any difference in your life, if being in a community of the Spirit means anything to you, if you have a heart, if you care, then do me a favor. Agree with each other. Love each other. Be deep-spirited friends. Don't push your way to the front. Don't sweet-talk your way to the top. Put yourself aside and help others get ahead. Don't be obsessed with getting your own advantage. Forget yourself long enough to lend a helping hand. That was Philippians 2:3-4. I did read that out the Message version because it's one of my favorite versions to kind of break it down. But listen, as it pertains to your title versus your position, I'm going to say, David, I believe it's your position that's going to make room for you. Why? Because it puts you before people who can actually see your true skill set. I think people hide behind titles. What do you think, Coach David?
Yes, they do. And, you know, the reason why we talk about the Christians and all that stuff, look, what we want to do is build you. We want you to stop being so affected by how you were taught and have that to be a hindrance on your life. We want you to live the best life possible. But we want you to live it accordingly to what the Bible actually says. We want you to live in real abundance. And in order to live in real abundance, then we want to give you tools so you can be actually effective in this title that you say that you have. Because it's so much bigger than a title, like you said before, Coach, say about the position, right? So let's go to basketball. Everybody knows Shaquille O'Neal. So I'm going to say Shaquille O'Neal. Shaquille O'Neal is like 7'2", over 300 pounds. Big old guy, professional, wealthy man, dominated. But his position was center. His position was center. So he got that title based off his height, his athleticism, his weight, and his dominance. The way he played made them say, okay, we're going to give him this title called center. Now, as good as Shaquille O'Neal is, he's not good enough to play, watch this, the point guard, which is a whole nother title. The point guard is a whole nother title because now that position, there's different requirements that Shaquille O'Neal just won't hold. So it doesn't mean that Shaquille O'Neal is not a good basketball player. It doesn't mean he's not qualified for the NBA. That means if we put this great Shaquille O'Neal at the point guard position, we'll put him, if we give him the title point guard, we'll be putting him in the wrong position where he would not be effective. It's for the team, but it's a body, right? So you might have this guy who's 6'1", 6'2", let's say Steph Curry, 6'2", 6'3", 100 and something pounds, not even 200 pounds soaking wet, fresh out the ocean with salt holding him down. He ain't even 200 pounds. But him playing the point guard, that doesn't mean that he's – so if him and Shaquille O'Neal – they both gave them the title for point guard position. Steph Curry going to beat Shaquille O'Neal out. Not because he does so much better than Shaquille O'Neal. Shaquille O'Neal is in the wrong position, vice versa. If both of them try out for the center position, Steph Curry will – He would get flat ironed. They would just step on that poor little guy in the paint because now he's in the wrong position. So the problem is we have the titles but in the wrong position.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. That's powerful, Coach David. I was actually looking up the word. I'm word driven, so I'm looking up the word position and title, and I've looked it up before, but when you do something like this, when you do something as deep as what we're talking about, it makes you kind of go back and want to reflect on it. So the word position really is a place where someone or something is located or has been put. Also a particular way in which someone is or something is placed or arranged. So like you were just talking about with the basketball, where someone is put, placed or arranged. And really it's just kind of where you are put in place. Now, the word title, there's a number, 1, 2, 3. There's a number of definitions, but the one that stands out the most is the position of being, this one here says a word such as Mrs., Doctor. These words indicate their profession or status. Then it says a name that describes someone's position or job. It can also be a caption or credit on movie. So title has so many different variations to it as well. The reality of it is it's how you uphold the position. That's basically what we're talking about. Everyone can have a title. I mean, everyone wants a title nowadays, right, David? Like you go on Facebook or you go on some social media site, everyone's a doctor. Everyone's doing this. Everyone's going to school to do this. Everyone wants to be one of the five folks, pastor, teacher, apostle, evangelist, preacher. Everybody wants to have that. Everybody just yearns to do it. And here's the reality. Unless you are taught, I love that you use basketball because both of us having played basketball, there's a coach on the outside of that that really helps you get to where you're going, right? The coach also has a title, but the coach never touches the basketball court.
No.
Like, the coach never touches the court. So how can someone on the other side with that title be just as effective as the person on the court? What that tells me is that regardless of what your title is, you're always going to require another person to get you where you're going. Go back to Philippians 2 where I just read that where it said, don't take advantage of trying to do it on your own, trying to get your own way. So many people who have titles, they really do look at others as if, and I'm saying this for the majority of what we have witnessed, which is why we're having this topic for the last 2 weeks, because there's so many people who have and are title-driven, and you're so title-driven that I believe that you could ultimately miss your blessing because you don't understand your position within that title. That's why I read the two definitions, because title and position go together, Coach David.
Yes. Yes. I want to give an example that I was talking to this brother, and, you know, he was, you know, he go by Chief Apostle, right? And me, I'm about titles. Like, it really bothers me when people, like, be so high mighty on titles. And, you know, I said, all right, Apostle. And he was like, Chief Apostle. I said, man, whatever, bro. You know, at the end of the day, you're still a brother, too. You know, you're still my brother. So all the title stuff, man, it's like, it's a description of a position. It's a description. So the thing is, if I call you by your title and you feel like the title is wrong, like we're focused on the title instead of focused on the action. Like we're so focused. Like I don't stop being my mama's baby. I'm David Benton. That's who I am at the end of the day. You know, nobody creates me. I create my own narrative. I don't go around, man, I'm the CEO of Beyond the Fence. People felt I didn't say that enough. I just say, man, I'm the founder. I don't need the CEO. I don't need that title. I'm good, man. Do you like the music? Do you like what we stand for? Are you hearing the words we saying? Do you see us putting the work in for the community? I want to focus on that. I'm not title-driven. And your title don't excite me because I see so many people going for these titles and they don't uphold the position at all. Like, how can you want to be a pastor so bad, but you don't speak well in front of people? That's not, it maybe not be your calling. You have to do some training. So if you're not a good basketball player at all, you didn't even make your high school team. You didn't make your junior high team. You suck. You got cut from the team. But then you mad because you didn't make the NBA? Come on, now, that would never make sense. But you still want to say, I am an NBA player. And that would never make sense. You would have to uphold the position. Back to you, Coach A.
Well, I'll say that one thing I do realize is that in anything, you know, my takeaway from this would be just realize that at some point in form of our lives, everyone, you know, just even speaking outside of Christianity, that we all hold a title, whether you're a mom, dad, brother, sister. You know, the world is driven by the title, whether it's good or bad. Some people earn their titles. Some people kind of, you know, Devo their titles. Some people are passionate about their titles. But whatever your title is, know that because you have that title, you have to uphold to that title. And that's, like I said, your gift to do that will make room. I think humility is a gift in itself. Whenever you're in a position, even if you're in a position of leadership, when you can truly humble yourself, not only towards the people, but to God. I was just listening to a message right before the show where the young man was talking about, where I can't remember the scripture right now. I'm so sorry, but where God was saying, "You did not feed my people. I was naked. I needed clothes. You didn't give them. And how so? Because you didn't do it to my people. You didn't take care of my people." And so we're in a time right now where more people need leadership. They require a certain level of leadership. They don't need the title. There's no good. Can you imagine being at work and you have a manager that never comes out the door? Right? Like, you have a boss that never trains you, never speaks to you. They don't come out the office to even help you. The only reason why you're looking for that is because the word or title manager is in front of their name. You wouldn't look for the janitor to come to you to help you. Why? Because the title janitor means that they're going to be doing something completely different. And so in my closing, I just want to encourage you, we do work hard for the titles. However, even in that, it doesn't stop there. Your position is the gift, and that gift shall make room for you. Bless other people within that position. Show humility when giving a hand. Follow Philippians 2:5. Follow that scripture that I gave tonight, because when you really think about it, again, that last part of it is, if you've gotten anything out of following Christ, if his love has made you different in your life, if being in a community of spirit means anything to you, and if you have a heart, if you care, then do me a favor, set, agree with one another, love each other, be deep-spirited friends. Don't push your way to the front. Don't sweet-talk your way to the top. Put yourself aside. I mean, that's exactly what humility is going to do. Your position, the title is going to keep you stuck. I believe that when you're in a position, people won't even know who you are by title. You should be in the room with people and they never even know that you are the person that's leading this thing, or you are the person that, you know, everybody wants to go to the front of the line. But I'm going to encourage you tonight that although you may have the title, your position is what's most important. Back to you, David.
Yes, and I do want to read that scripture, what you was talking about. It's Matthew 25:42-46. And it says, "For I was hungry, you didn't feed me. I was thirsty, and you didn't give me drink. I was a stranger, and you didn't invite me to your home. I was naked, and you didn't give me clothing. I was sick and in prison, and you didn't visit me." Then they replied, "Lord, when did we ever see you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or naked or sick in prison and not help you?" Watch this, people. Kings and queens, men and women of God, he said, and this is what Jesus said to them. "I tell you the truth. When you refuse to help the least of these brothers and sisters, you are refusing to help me." See, the ones that you think the least, the ones that you don't even think is title worthy, when you refuse to help the least of these, you refuse to help him. Why? Because God is not driven by a title. Moses said, "Lord, when I go to Pharaoh, who am I supposed to tell him you are?" He said, "Just tell him I am."
Come on. Coach David, you've been preaching the last two Sundays.
They asked Jesus. When Jesus was on the cross, man, they put the crown, the thorns on his head because they was trying to mock him as the king of the Jews. He just said, "Man, I'm the son of the living God." He said, "Listen, I'm just about my father's business." He was not focused on being that. He wasn't focused on the title. He was focused on the action.
Yeah.
And if we focus on the action, God is the one who will give you that title, man. I just want people to understand that. Act in it. Be the doer of the word versus just being a reader. Read it, but read it with the act of service. Servitude to one another. The Bible clearly says, how can we say we love a God that we can't even see with the naked eye because God is spirit, but we don't even show no love to the brothers and sisters that we see every day? That's an oxymoron. That would never make sense.
Yeah.
So let's love on one another. Your title should be love. We all have titles. We understand that. But if that title drives you, to where it makes you think you're above. And yeah. some titles may drive people to think they're below you.
Mm-hmm.
Then you miss an opportunity to bless and be blessed. So with that being said, mm-hmm. I just want to tell you I love y'all. You know, shout out to the Elation family again. Thank you, Kimmy Kim, and the rest of the crew. Shout out to the Beyond Offense family. We love you guys. And I appreciate you guys staying tuned. Just listen. Don't take our word for it. Study the word. Study your Bible.
Yeah.
And you will see it for yourself. You will see it for yourself. And I don't mind constructive criticism, but I've grew and I've learned. And I'm thankful for the growth. I'm thankful for rewinding and now restructuring. And now I'm growing. So that being said, we see you next week. Come back. And we love you. So
we love you.
We're the music.
She had a dream that she could do it, and how she lost her way and didn't stick to it. She wanted the house, the cars, the money. She did all that she could. In her mind, she was so focused, doing overtime in the diner. Just wanted someone to wine and dine her. She didn't believe in herself. Believe in yourself. Even if nobody does. Believe in yourself. Even if nobody does. Don't let nobody tell you that you can't when you can. Don't let nobody tell you that you can when you can. To the doctor for some answers. They said she wouldn't make it, she couldn't take it. She did all that she could. Getting sick from the chemo. Bank account started looking real low. She knew she could make it, she wouldn't take it. She believed in herself.
Believe in yourself. You can do it. Believe in yourself. Ain't nothing to yourself.
Believe in yourself. Even if nobody does.
Believe in yourself,
even if nobody does. Don't let nobody tell you that you can't when you can. Don't let nobody tell you that you can when you can. Don't let nobody tell you that you can't when you can. Don't let nobody tell you that you can when you can.
Let nobody tell you that you can when you can.